Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. We are going to be joined shortly by Jonathan Allen. He's actually with us now.
Yep.
So we go to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcoming Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Good. How about yourself? Appreciate you guys having me.
Of course.
Yeah, thanks for being on, man. Frustrating day, but, man, you had a hell of a day. What was it like for you?
I had a good game, but more importantly, what I'm trying to focus on is the team win. So, I mean, I was happy that I played well, but still frustrated because I feel like that was a game we could and should have won. So, you know, I'm trying to go out there. We can give my team the best opportunity to win football games.
Yeah, right. The penalties were just really frustrating. That's just way too many flags.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something we got to be better on. I'm pretty sure you guys already know my standpoint about how the game was officiated, but at the same time, we have to be better as players and not put ourselves in those positions to even give them an opportunity to give us those flags. So, I mean, we just got to be better is what it comes down to.
What do you think the worst call was?
I mean, for me personally, some of those intentional grounding calls, especially the one when it traveled right over Logan Thomas's head.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of iffy, yeah.
And it's not that they were calling a lot of penalties. I just wanted it to call to go both ways because there was many times I felt like Terry was held. But, again, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to play better, you know.
What? How frustrating was it? I mean, I hate to focus on the negative, but it is what it is. When you guys do finally come up with two turnovers, and then each time you look, oh, no, they're going to take it away from us.
Yeah, no, it's definitely frustrating. But the best defenses to play the game, they're able to overcome those things that throughout the course of the game. And that's where we still got to improve. I thought defense played pretty good. But if you want to take our defense to the next level, we can't let something like that throw us off of our game. Because after Benjamin St. Juice's first interception got called back, they ended up scoring a touchdown. Just because we got it called back, we still have to be able to stop them that next following series. So There's definitely still improvement for our defense to grow.
I feel like you guys have definitely showed some signs of playing better these last couple weeks. I mean, obviously, you're performing. But, like, sort of collectively, especially, like, against the run, like, I feel like the emphasis has been, okay, against Philly, let's kind of try to force Jalen Hurts to beat us with his arm. And he did. You know, tip your cap to him. But you guys kind of held him in check running-wise. He only ran for 20. Miles Sanders ran for 46. And then last week, all I heard was, oh, Tony Pollard and Zeke Elliott, they're going to have their way with you guys. And you kind of kept them in check, too. So that's got to be something to build on, no?
Yeah, no, 100%. I feel like as a defensive line, we really put the onus on ourselves to stand up and be the ones who stop the run. You know, I always, before we ever go out to every series, I always tell Payne, anything between the two tackles, that's me and Payne's play to make.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mentality that we try to have when we go out there every week. And just seeing the focus that we've put into it the last couple of weeks to really hone in on it, I think you're seeing it pay off in the games.
How do you do that, though, against a beast like Derrick Henry? Because he is a different animal.
I think it's about dominating the line of scrimmage. Now, I'm a firm believer of, I don't care who you have there back there at running back. Mm-hmm. If you're dominating the line of scrimmage, it's going to make it tough for him, especially with Derrick Henry being a momentum runner. You know what I mean? If you let him get his momentum up, it's tough. But if you get him in the backfield before his momentum is built, you have a good chance. So, you know, I like our chances and I like our opportunity to go out there and see what we can do.
Jonathan, how much smack talk from you and Payne to your Crimson Tide fraternity brother, Derrick Henry, leading up to a matchup like this? Are there texts going back and forth? What's that like?
Not yet, but I know for me personally, the only time I'm really out there talking a lot is if I played with you at Alabama, like Cam Robinson week one. My high school teammate, Nate Davis, is going to be their right guard, so I'm definitely looking forward to going against him. But with Payne, you already know what you're getting with Payne.
Jonathan, can you explain the breakdown of communication on the CeeDee Lamb touchdown, which was really a crusher, where Jackson looked like he just kind of he backed off and gave Lamb to the middle of the field and Curl wasn't there? Can you explain the miscommunication and why there was miscommunication there?
To be honest with you, I'm not on the back end. I'm not really sure what happened. I mean, obviously, yeah, one guy playing one thing and one guy playing another. The specific communication, I really couldn't tell you because I don't know. Okay. I know, but I focus on stopping the run and getting after the quarterback. So, I mean, that's really probably not the best answer for me to, or question for me to answer, just because I'm not really, you know what I mean? That's something the DBs or, I mean, you know what I mean?
So you didn't hear them talking about it on sideline?
No. I mean, at the end of the day, I went back to the D-line to focus on what we have to do. We have to step our game up and we have to just continue to rise and to a level that's going to help us, you know, win football games.
I don't want to ask you to say anything negative, right? So don't take this the wrong way. But the fans are getting frustrated, right? So fans are getting frustrated. They're asking, you know, why should we keep Ron here? Tell us some things that Ron's good. What is Ron? Give me some things that Ron's really good at that resonates with the players and why you guys believe in him.
I think Coach Burr is a great leader of men. You know, I feel like any great head coach has to be that. And I think that's what made Coach Saban such a great coach, getting all of these 18 and 19-year-olds, five stars to buy into one principle and go. Mm-hmm. And I think Coach Burr is really good at doing that. The problem is, in college, that's enough to beat a lot of teams when you have more talent. In the NFL, just having everybody bought in isn't enough. Players still got to go out there and execute. So, I mean, me personally, I've never been a big fan of the coaches are doing this, the coaches are doing that. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one who has to go out there and execute. My coaches aren't out there playing the double teams. I'm the one playing them. So, I mean, players, we just got to do better. Everybody has to do better. I don't think it's fair to put it on one guy. But him being the head coach, he's going to take most of the criticism. And, you know, as far as the fans, I get it. I really do. I get their frustration. I'm frustrated with them. when the fans be having nasty things to say, you know what, so be it. Only thing I say is when we do get it turned around, keep that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
All those fans who aren't here now, and I get it. I understand the frustration. However many years, I understand. I'm not calling you out. I'm not saying none of that. But when things do get turned around, just understand.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
He's kind of intimidating me through the phone.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean by that?
I'm intimidating.
What was that?
Do you want them to not show up then, or come and be and cheer just as loud as you're booing? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, cheer as loud as you're booing.
Right, right.
That's a great way of putting it.
Right, right. All right, that's fair.
Were you were a fan of the Redskins growing up?
Yep.
Did you ever see them win?
I saw them win a lot of games. You know, we had great
No, I mean,
players.
Not like an individual game, like have a good season. What was the best season
because he's 20,
when you were
how
a fan?
How old are you right now, 29?
27.
I'm 27.
I mean, he missed the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I became a fan when I moved up here, probably my freshman year of high school, which was 2008, uh-huh. 2009.
So that was Joe Gibbs, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you got
yeah.
to enjoy RG3's here, 2012.
And Tana Moss. I remember when we first got Donovan McNabb.
Right.
And we're coming out to the training camps and, you know, being able to, you know, say what's up to some of the guys. It was really cool. Nick Turner, our guy, he introduced me to a lot of them. Chris Cooley, Jamal Williams. So it was really cool, man. It really was. Oh. So I was a fan before I was a player, for sure.
Right, right. We got to get back to that.
Well,
man.
Fans, we've been talking to fans all week, John, and you know, they kind of feel like this is a do or die game because you fall to 1-4 mathematically. It's just very difficult to climb out of a 1-4 hole. You know that.
So 100%.
We're calling it kind of a code red game this week. And I know you guys want to win every game and you're not giving up after 5 weeks, but the fans certainly feel that way.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it's a code red game because against the Tennessee Titans, it's going to be on the defensive line to stop the run. And I want all the pressure on us. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity and I'm willing to have everything put on our shoulders. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, has Jack done some different things this year? It feels like you guys have been a little bit more aggressive defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say he's been switching up a little bit, trying to mix in aggressiveness and not being aggressive, trying to just throw the quarterbacks off and, you know, mix them up. But, you know, as a team, we're just not playing complimentary football right now. When defense is playing good, offense is playing good. Against the Lions, when the offense started to pick it up, defense didn't play good. You know, and that's just the story of the game. You can't have one without the other. So against the Jacksonville Jaguars, offense showed up, defense showed up. We played a tough game and we won. And ever since then, 1 week it's offense, 1 week it's defense. So for us to win games, we have to play good complementary football for 60 minutes.
Talking to Jonathan Allen, who had one sack, four tackles for loss in the game against the Cowboys. What'd you make of Cooper Rush, a backup quarterback, but he's actually 4-0 now as a starter?
I mean, I think he's a good quarterback. I think the Cowboys have a really good team. I think they have a dominant defensive line, great playmakers in the secondary. They have a great offense with great running games, and they have a quarterback who knows the offense and is able to go out there and run it and give his playmaker chances to, you know, move the ball and score touchdowns. So, I mean, I think he's playing good, but I don't think he deserves all the credit. I think it's a great team effort from that entire organization over there while they're having the success they are.
Can you talk about the loss of Chase Roullier and even, for that matter, the loss of Sheriff? Because it seems like it's been very difficult, obviously, to replace Sheriff, but it's been kind of surprisingly difficult to replace Chase, it seems like, from afar.
Yeah, man. People who don't know football, they don't understand how important the center is. He's like the second. He's like second in command of the offense. Mm-hmm. He makes a lot of checks, a lot of calls. Him and the quarterback oftentimes are having a lot of communication on the line of scrimmage, especially since Carson, this is his first year in the system. Having that veteran center is important. So losing him was a tough break, man. It really was. And, you know, prayers go out to him and his family. I know it's difficult recovering from last year's injury and then to have it another thing happen again this year. So just prayers out to him and him and his family.
And it looks like Dotson's going to be out certainly this week and maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah. I say good. I say good to all that. I love adversity. I love the challenge. It's going to be that beautiful when we come out on the other side.
Will they be able, I want to just get back to the Chase thing. So I guess Nick Martin started last week, right?
And yes.
I would assume he'll improve in the second week. The guy's a veteran, been around a long time. I mean, do you think that it's possible to replace Chase and get on a roll offensively?
I don't know if you can just replace Chase one for one, but as far as getting on a roll offensively, I 100% think we will this week, and I have none but the utmost faith. I know it's kind of tough seeing it, but fans don't see the ins and the outs. Like, we're not as far as people may think. But at the end of the day, we could talk about how close we are all we want. We have to go out there and prove it as a team. So, you know, I'm not going to say too much about that. I just know that I have the utmost faith in my quarterback, my offensive line, my receivers and running back, and my offense and my team. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this game on Sunday.
Are you amazed by the fact that Brian Robinson might be back on a football field, like, soon? It could be this weekend, could be in the next few weeks after what he went through just a few weeks ago?
If he played for any other team besides Alabama, I would say yes. But going to Alabama, nah, not even surprised. I would expect nothing. Not even a bullet can stop us.
These Alabama guys.
Besides the football program, what was the best part of going to Alabama?
I think the best part about going to Alabama was being around that many guys who were just as much of an alpha male as you were, but also all buying in to the same goal and belief. There was nothing like it. There was absolutely nothing like Alabama. It was I haven't experienced anything close to what it was like to play for Alabama.
What were your other choices? What did it come down to?
For the longest, I wanted to go to NC State. Then their regime got fired. And then for the longest, it was between Virginia Tech and Florida. But Virginia Tech took their offer away from me twice.
What?
Said I wasn't big enough.
Oh, wow.
So then, yeah, I know.
Who was then the D coordinator then?
That's crazy. It was Bud Foster, right?
Bud Foster told you that?
Yep, said I wasn't big enough. They wanted me to play inside. And then I wanted to go to Florida, and I'll never forget, I told Coach Muschamp that I was going to commit. But I still wanted to take my official visit to Alabama. And that Monday, I ended up committing to Alabama because I just loved it so much.
Wow.
It's a good move.
Were you BSing about Florida, or you really were committed to Florida in your head before you went to Alabama?
No, I really was almost going to commit to Florida. Mm-hmm. My dad was like, Dad, just go visit Alabama. You always talked about going there. So I decided to give him a chance. And once I went down there, there was just nothing like it.
Right.
Well, it seems like you made the right call. I think it was a great life decision by Jonathan
you,
Allen.
I mean, Alabama's on TV every single weekend. Do you watch their games on Saturdays, even on the road when you're in a hotel?
Oh, I always watch Alabama because everybody is just waiting for them to fall so they can say something to me. So I'm always keeping tabs on Alabama no matter where I'm at.
Roll down tide.
That's the guy that is that the guy that poisoned the trees?
Yes.
Yeah, Harvey Updike.
Poisoned the tumor tree.
Yeah, you probably a big fan of that. Jonathan, thanks as always. We appreciate the time and best of luck against the Titans. And let's keep Derrick Henry to about 60 yards rushing. That'd be fantastic.
Perfect. I appreciate you guys for having me. Looking forward to talking to you guys next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, John.
Appreciate your time, man.
All every right. Tuesday at 9 o'clock. It's a good dude.
He's very honest.
Giggs was scared over the vote.
He was scared, man. He was a little scared.
Well,
little
he was just like...
He's intense.
What was he saying? He was saying, like, just no or something? Or
just wait. Just
see. It's kind of a you'll see.
You'll see. Yeah, you'll see.
He just got quiet.
You'll see. Wait till we win.
Been saying that a long time.
I was about to throw back. What's that, 2028? Like, what are we talking about here?
You'll see.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Every year.
All right, before we're done, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of Caps tickets to their home opener, so you want to keep listening for that. But coming up next, EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.